The Lord be with you. Please be seated. Hope you are well. We are enjoying more good weather, and yet it feels like it's going to be cold as well at any moment. But as we are looking this morning at this incredible interaction with Jesus and Peter, in him wanting just to declare the love and to really reaffirm Peter for where he's at. I hope and prayer this morning for all of us is that we know that God reaffirms our hearts, our minds, for the space that we find ourselves in. And it is usually, generally around food that Jesus does this. We see this at the beginning of the gospel and at the end of this gospel, what we are receiving around food, as we have our feast in our communion. But let's just quieten our hearts before we come to our penitence. Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil and confess our sins in penitence and faith. So we pray together. Father, we have sinned against heaven and against you. We are not worthy to be called your children. We turn to you again. Have mercy on us. Bring us back to yourself, as those who once were dead, but now have life through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for this morning. Almighty God, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, beginning at verse 11. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to John chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together was Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." Then he said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but his disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he had put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the lake. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far off from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This is now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they'd finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter felt hurt because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. I have always loved this passage because of this interaction that Jesus has with the disciples. I love this interaction because Peter, like all of us, when we have done something wrong, we potentially may shy away from going back to the place or to the person that we feel we have wronged and we have shame. And I've said this before, how do we know there was 153 fish? Well, because Peter counted up the amount of fish. Now, why did he count up the fish? It's quite possible because he spent time counting this fish, not wanting to spend so much time in the presence of Jesus because of how he felt. You know, when you see a child, if they've been called in when they've done something wrong, the way they might walk really slow, drag their feet, not wanting to go to the place where they're in trouble. Peter, yeah, I'll be there in a minute. 1, 2, 3, and it goes on. And he goes and they have breakfast. That awkward silence that is going on because Peter is still feeling horrendous about denying, and yet the truth has been revealed and is right in front of him in the resurrection of our Lord. And Jesus, on these three occasions, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" Jesus, and in the word, the English, we lose it because it's just the word love. But actually, in the Greek, this is a, "Do you self-sacrificially love me?" And Peter is saying, "I really like you. Do you self-sacrificially love me? I really like you. Do you really like me?" And this is why Peter is hurt. Because Jesus, again, in his invite, is using Peter's words, this definition of love that Peter is using. "Do you like me?" Because Peter is very fond of Jesus. And he's not at that stage of the self-sacrificially loving Jesus. And in almost a backhanded compliment, Jesus is saying, do you like me? Yes, you know I like you. And Jesus is saying, I know you like me. And I know that you're going to self-sacrificially love me because this is how things are going to be for you. Jesus gives him this glimpse, this picture of the future, of what potential death that Peter is going to come into because of his love for Jesus. It's almost this, oh wow, that's really good. No, that's not really good. But oh wow, that's amazing. And you see this wrestle. And I love this interaction because isn't that like our interaction with Jesus most days, where it is a wrestle of what to give, what to accept. But the whole time, Jesus is inviting every single moment in this story. He's on the beach. Have you caught fish? No. Throw it on the other side, inviting them for a good catch after getting nothing, giving them that blessing. Let's come have breakfast, inviting them for food. Follow me, the invite for where their hearts are at, not daring to ask because they knew that this was Jesus. The beginning and the end of this gospel, we see gathering around food. Throughout all of our lives, throughout all of the things that we interact with, we remember invites. Sometimes we remember the invites we never received. But in this time, in this place where you find yourself, what invite does the Father have for your heart this morning? What invite does the Father have for you in where you find yourself with this group, catching fish or hoping to do something but not getting it? Eating, not hungry. Not knowing what the future is like, being given a picture. Jesus asking, are you fond of me? Do you love me? And our response, what is that response? How do we live that out? I'm going to take a time of silence for you, just to have some silence, a moment, before we affirm our faith. And just ask God, what is he inviting into your hearts this particular morning? So let us affirm our faith. Let us share our faith in the risen Lord Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the disciples. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for you have called us out of darkness into the glorious light of your presence. You fill our emptiness with the richness of your love. We rejoice in the power of the resurrection and in your gift of eternal life. Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank you for calling us to follow you and to share in your outreach to all people. We ask your blessing upon all who go out to preach the word, who live the word. Give us all the wisdom to follow in your steps and to bring others to know and to love you. We pray for all who are involved in mission and in spreading the good news through teaching and example. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks that you give us strength and courage through your presence. We pray for all whose work appears to be meaningless or fruitless. We remember those who are virtually slaves and work for a very small income. We ask your blessing upon all who have become redundant and all who are unemployed. Lord, in your mercy, we praise you, O God, for the love and protection of our homes. We ask your blessing upon each of our loved ones, our families, and friends. We pray for homes where there is little joy or love. We remember all who are struggling with their relationships and all who feel lonely or unwanted. We pray for those who have left country due to war, famine, drought, suffering. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we ask your blessing upon all who are discouraged or despondent at this time, upon all who feel that life is not worthwhile. May all know of your love and your presence. We pray for all who are ill at home or in hospital, all who are fearful of the future and anxious about their loved ones. Lord, in your mercy, we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for the risen Lord, ever present and welcoming us to the fullness of eternal life. We give thanks for our loved ones who are departed from us. May they share with your saints in the joy of your kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And again, if you can, please stand. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the risen Lord be always with you. And give each other a wave, a wink, or a nod from wherever you are standing. Please be seated. Let us pray this prayer of preparation together. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. I'm going to invite George and Avril, who will bring around our communion this morning. So the body of Christ given for you. And the blood of Christ shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We have tea and coffee after our service this morning. We have our coffee morning on Friday at 10:30, and we have our service at 9:30, communion on Sunday, at 10:15 in the car park for tea and coffee, and 11 o'clock indoor. As you receive this blessing, know that God loves your heart and wants you to have this blessing and to bring and be this blessing to those around you. So may you know the invite from God the Father. May you know the example of his Son Jesus in the words of come and see and follow me. And may Holy Spirit comfort your hearts and your minds for wherever they dwell this day. May you know the plenty that Jesus has for you. May you know that the invite for you is eternal. For the comfort, for the hope, and for the love that you receive, may you bring that comfort, that hope, and love to those around you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the peace of the risen Christ.